The way it goes is, and I discussed it with the Eilam, the way it goes over here is that there is, we move out of really sukkah sugyas. The Gemara gets involved in a lot, just random halacha l'moshe misinais. Very interesting stuff. So, you know, about kizaisim, about beis hamenuge, about chatzitza, fun. Chesky always wanted to have shir in here.
Well, sorry, can we go to like 115, please? I love the power.
Gevaldik. Okay, so I think what we're going to do is, Beis Hashem, we're going to try to just go through this quickly, if we can. It's going to be a lot of work, but Adrabah. And then we're going to get to the Sugyan Daf Vav Amid Beis. After we do the work, we'll do some Chazara. We'll have a Bechina from our Rav Goyin, Rabbi Yosef Elephant Shalita.
Scheduled for what?
Scheduled for soon. And then we're going to start on Daf Vav Amid Beis and finish the Sugya. This is that really, if we can get to Migu, the Sugya Daf Zayin Amal Alf, if we can get to Zayin Amid Beis by the end of this month, then we've done basically the bulk share of the work that there is to do in Maseches Sukkah. So we're going to try to do that. Hopefully by the end of the week, for sure by the end of the week, we're going to be by Vav Amid Beis, starting next week. The end of this week. What's today? Today's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Vav Amid Beis. We might have to do an extra learn Thursday night learning. I might have to do that. Or sure on Friday. What? Chazar in the desert, my friends. Chazar in the desert. Gabriel Babor is going to be speaking Beis Hashem in the desert.
What?
Of course.
No.
And singing, yes. Definitely Yisrael Meir is going to be speaking in the desert. We're having some of the some of our parting words. Some of those the boys that will anticipate not to be returning, though you never know.
Yeah.
If he likes to share enough. Yisrael Meir.
Yeah.
Half love a fella. David Shore will be speaking on Shabbos. All the people are not coming back next month. I'm trying for months to get rid of this guy. Okay, Rabbi Sait. Here we are. The hair is going
to
be up until here, up until Dalet Amid Beis. We're gonna learn the Gemara perhaps. The elephant's making a chasana tonight. That's why we've pushed off the Bechina, because a little bit difficult for him. So we'll see exactly when he's able to do it. And where's Tavi? Tavi asked for a Bechina from Reb Lezer Yudel or Reb Asher, so we're working on that. What? Anyone wants a Bechina from Reb Lezer Yudel, you let me know.
Should I be serious about that speech?
What, on Shabbos?
Yeah.
No. I mean, you can speak also if you want, but no, it's for the departure. We're having departure speeches. Who's the part? Mr. Omer thinks he's the part. Okay, my friends. Tanu Rabbanan. We're on the top of Daf Dalet Amid Beis. Noatz arba kundisin v'sichech al gabon. Noatz means, anyone know a good translation, like a good English word?
Pitched.
Pitched, that's pretty good. Anyone have anything else?
Plants.
Pitched so far is the best one we have. Anyone?
Pitch a pole. You do, pitch it in the ground. What do you mean?
You put some, you...
Steak.
Steak is good.
Steak.
Who said it's a pole? It's a big steak. It's a big round steak. It's you stake and you pitch this pole. Arba kundis mesichicha agav Rabbi Yaakov machshechom poislim. Amar Rabbi Yehuna machloikes al svas hagag. Rabbi Yaakov sover amrinon good asik mechitzta. When it's amrinon, amrinon good asik mechitzta. Seems to machloikes whether we say good asik or we don't say good asik, which is interesting because we seem to have that machloikes a few lines before between Abaye and Rav, and it's particularly interesting because according to Tosfos, Abaye was Choizer, Moida. We saw that because, in fact, the Tosfos asked a kasha on Abaye. How do you ask a kasha on Abaye from Chitzis Nikoras? Obviously, Abaye holds that way. So it's a little interesting that's going to be. So we said maybe in a Hanami, this is a machloikis between Abaye's Havamino. We spoke about Rav Moshe Feinstein's Havamino. It was a Choshev Havamino. So maybe also over here, Abaye's Havamino is Gor Choshev Havamino, maybe. Or we said in Rashi, it depends on how you learn the Rashi. The way we learn Rashi is that this is a different type of good asik. Why is this good asik differently? Because it works in tandem with the kandisen. The good asik and the kandisen. Because in Sukkah, do you need to have mechitzas or do you need to have defanois?
Yes.
You need to have both, or they have to work together. Therefore, you have your mechitzas are coming through your good asik mechitzta, and your defanois is coming through your kundisan. Avo bem tzagag divriakol psulo. Oh, sorry. Yevrab Nachman Oimer, be'em tzagag machloikes. Nachman says the machloikes is be'em tzagag. Now, what is be'em tzagag? How in the world could this work be'em tzagag? Good asik? Anyone? Good asik?
No.
Doifin akuma?
No.
Lavid? What is this? So we're going to see later on, the Gemara is going to introduce something called kundisin. Or diumdei. Diumdin. Diumdei sukkah tefach. How does diumdin work? What's the lumdus of diumdei sukkah tefach? What does the Gemara say? Take a look on the Zion Amid Beis for a second, my friends. Look at the top. Look at that picture. You see that picture? On the top, Pase Birois. Pase Birois is basically the same thing as Diyum de Sukkah. It's the, you know, the same thing. The whole idea of is we try to like make it into like an L shape. So you got your L to your L shaped. Look at Rashi over there. Top of Zion on the base. Pasi Birois. Beperek Sheni de Erev. In Tanan, Sheetiru Chacham Mishum Oyle Regal. And lastly, the Birois. Shabashu Zerab. Pasim Arba. Kimo Diyum Dem. Biroyin. Ki Ilu Yesh Mechitza Mize Loze. Venim Tzahabar Mukof Mechitzas. So the idea over here of these corners is the Pasei Birois, at least it says Ki'ilu yesh mechitza mizeh lozeh. So maybe that's what it's over here also. I have in my corners, each one's got a tefach here, and it's as if I have an entire mechitza. That's going to be the mandarmer that's that Rabbi Yaakov is machshir. Rabbi Nachman be'em tzegag machoikis. Ha'ibayilu. Go ask the question. Be'emtza agag machloikes, aval al svas agag dibra kol ksheira? Do you mean to say that be'emtza agag there's a machloikes, but al svas agag everyone holds its kosher? Oy dilma bein bezu machloikes. Or, the machloikes is be'emtza agag, and the machloikes is also svas agag. Now, what is the machloikes be'emtza agag? Rabbi Yaakov says it works because of kundisin or diyumdin, same thing. And the Chacham say, do diyumdin work?
No.
What's the machloikes al svas agag? It could be, well, you got the same diyumdin there, so maybe there, Rabbi Yaakov is saying it's good again because of the. Or you could say that maybe now Rabbi Yaakov is utilizing a different technique. What's the new technique? Good asik. And the Chacham say, no, Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eiger and says, what makes more sense to you? That Rabbi Yaakov is being machshir by the Gag because of Diyumdin or because of Gurasik? Just Svara. Again, he's machshir be'emtza Hagag. Why is he machshir be'emtza Hagag? Diyumdin. He's also machshir al Svas Hagag. Why is he machshir al Svas Hagag? Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, still Diyumdin. If he was machshir there because of Diyumdin, machshir here because of Diyumdin. Why in the world should you make up a different reason why the sukkah is all of a sudden kasher? And then you're saying that they argue about two things. The Chachamim say, are Diyumdin good? The Chachamim?
No.
Do they say, is Gurasik good? Yeah. No. So there's two different machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim? Two? That's just a little far-fetched. Why would you say that? I would simply say, Rabbi Yaakov says, you diyum dim work b'emtza agag. You diyum dim work b'svas agag. You diyum dim work on the ground. You diyum dim work in Europe. You diyum dim work in Mexico. Diyum dim will work in Mexico. You diyum work in America. They'll work in England. You diyum dim will work anywhere. And the Chacham say, you diyum dim do not work b'emtza agag. You diyum dim do not work b'svas agag. You diyum dim do not work on the ground. They do not work all around. They do not work. And no one holds up Gurasik. Like Rabba.
Why would you even bring up the case of Asvas Agag then? We're bringing it up for a reason. Once we're bringing it up, we're obviously bringing it to teach.
Okay, so the way that I'm understanding now, which is the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger understanding is, all we mean to say is that the same way the machlokes exists there, it exists here also. And don't use the good asik to make it kosher. No, good asik's not helping you. You might think, well, it's al svas agag, you have a different reason to be machshir it, and therefore you say it's kosher. No. And that's all the Gemara means to say. Yisrael Meir wants the Gemara to be saying more. The Gemara says, bein bezu machlekes. It means there's one machlekes here, and a separate machlekes over there.
Especially if good asik is an old thing. We know of good asik.
We've heard of good asik. But it comes to Rabbi Akiva Eiger and says, so the argument about two different things, Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim, the one machlekes is about Diyumdin. Another machlek is about Gurasik? Why would you say?
The problem is the Mishnah, the Zayin, that it says, Mato Lemalo, it's enough by 10 Fochim.
It's not a problem.
For sure it's Gurasik.
No, it's not a problem. We asked that question. We have two turrets into that question. Why is the case of Svas Agag different than over there, in the case of a sukkah that's not Tefanas Magios L'Schach? We said yesterday, I think, two pshatim. One pshat is that's called Mechitas Nikaris, because you could see it, right? That's what Toivy said, right? You said that yesterday? And the other one is that maybe you don't even need over there good asik, because you have Mechitas of 10. I said Mechitas of 10 is enough, according to Rashi.
But
doesn't have to be Magios L'Schach. Who says to be Magios L'Schach? You made that up.
What's
Mechitas L'Schach? Shum klum. Only when he had doifin akuma. But in order to be machshir the sukkah, it doesn't have to be suchas l'schach. Bechlalo. Bechlet shalom. Remember the Aikin and Rashi yesterday. What was the Deacon Rashi? Because Rashi says the good asik makes your mechitzas go up. Gavoya. Asara. Just goes up 10. It doesn't go all the way up to the top. Okay. So I want to get back to the other question which we asked. Which was, Yisrael Meir likes more that there's two different machlekes in here. One al svas agag, one al emtza agag. The machlekes al be'emtza agag is whether or not you say be'emtza agag, kundisin helps or not. The machlekes al svas agag is whether or not you say svas helps. Two different machlekes in. Trachtich, it's one machlekes. It's one machlekes. What's the machlekes? How does good asik work? How does good asik work? So. Extends the wall, cuts the wall. The point is, do you see an extension here, my friends? No. Do you see it? You cut. What are we doing? We're envisioning. Royim ki'ilu. Let's pretend. Let's pretend. You can make a pretend wall? Rabbi Yaakov says, yeah. And the Chachamim say, no. Okay. Let's make diyumdin, or condition. How does condition work? We looked at Rashi over there on Daf Zayin Mabez. Ryan, we'll look at it as if you have a wall from one side to the other. What's that? It's a virtual wall. It's a pretend wall. Let's pretend there's a wall there. So Rabbi Yaakov says, yeah, we do that. We make pretend walls. You could do Gerasic walls. You could do your Kondisan walls. We can make any wall that you could pretend it's there is good enough for me. It's a virtual wall. I'm fine with that, says Rabbi Yaakov. And the Chachamim say, no, I don't do virtual walls. I need a wall. A wall is a wall. So is Gerasic going to be a wall? No. Is Diyumdim going to be a wall? No. So is there two machloikis in between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim? It's als ein machloikis. The machloikis is the Chachamim say shnayim kel chosun, two solid walls. Give me a wall, a zaftig, nice strong wall. That's a wall. This stuff imitation, you know, is not a real wall.
So the Yomdin works like Gerasim.
Very similar. It's the same principle. The principle of we're imagining that there's a wall here.
Isn't that a stira in Rava then?
Stira in Rava. I don't know what you're talking about, but hold on. So Rabbeisa, it could be that that's how really there's a machlekes al svasagag and machlekes beemtagag. Two different machlekes, which is really one machlekes. In other words, you either use gurasik or you use kundisa, it's really going to be the same thing. Says the Gemara. Meisve. So far we're out of teiku. Meisve. Not arba kondisin ba'oretz. V'sichech al gabon. Rabbi Yaakov machshu v'chachamim poislim. So the Gemara ha'oretz ke'em tzagag dami. V'kom machshu Rabbi Yaakov. T'yufta d'rav huna t'yufta. What did Rav Huna say? The machloikis was where? Asvasagag. And what does our Gemara seem to say the machloikis is? Bemtzagag. Tiyufta Rav Huna tiyufta v'oi. Bemtzagag u'depligi. Aval svasagag divra kol kshera. It seems like they're arguing bemtzagag. Svasagag divra kol kshera. Let me tell you tiyufta Rav Huna betarti. What does the Gemara mean betarti? First of all, Rav Huna said, did Rav Huna say anyone is machshir b'emtzagag? According to Rav Huna, is anyone machshir b'emtzagag? No. Right? Rav Huna said b'emtzagag, divrei hakol, psula. Wrong. Why? Because we said the machlokes is talking about b'atzamik u'kisim b'aretz. So first of all, you're wrong about b'emtzagag. And what about, are you wrong with svas hagag? Why? Because Rav Huna said that there's also machloikas al svasagag. Do they argue al svasagag? Says the Gemara. Amalach Rav Huna, plihi b'emtzagag, v'hua din al svasagag. Haidek amifligi b'emtzagag, lo'diach ha'kochet Rabbi Yaakov, ta'afilu b'emtzagag, nami machshir. They really argue both, b'emtzagag and al svasagag. So it is in tiyufta Rav Huna betarti? Es Rabbi Kiva Eger, I don't get it. Hold on a second. What was Rav Huna's reason why Rabbi Yaakov was machshir according to Rav Huna? Besvas Agag. Only Besvas Agag. What was his reason? Good asking. But the Gemara says that Rabbi Yaakov is talking about Be'emtza, so he's clearly not because of good asking. What's his reason? Kondisin. So even if he's talking about Besvas Agag, what's the reason? Kondisin. So it's still not like you, Rav Huna said the reason because of Gerasik. It's not Gerasik. It happens to be also al svas hagag, but it has nothing to do with your reason. Rabbi Kiva Eger bleibt zorchi in Gadol. I don't get it. Why is that a tiyufta b'tarati? The first tiyufta is, you said they're not arguing b'amitza agag. You said no one is magic condition. That's wrong. And you said they're arguing with sasagag because of gudasik. They're not arguing because of gudasik. They're arguing because of condition. And even if they're arguing also in the case of sasagag, but it's because of the condition, isn't it? Isn't it because of the condition of sasagag? The few what you saw Meir said, is conscious not shver. Because no, they're arguing because of Gurasik. They have two different machlekesim. One because of Kundisin, one because of Gurasik. So Huna was right. They argue Asvasagag because of Gurasik. And it's almost the same machlekes. Well, they have two different machlekesim? No, it's Shtayim Sheinachas. Machlekes is, do we use virtual machitzas, virtual wars, or do we not use virtual wars? And that's going to be the machlekes. Rabbi said there's going to be a nafkamina. Here goes. You ready? Rabbi Yaakov is machshir be'emtza hagag. Right? How wide do the kandisan have to be? Tefach by tefach. Be'emtza hagag. Tefach by tefach. Correct? According to the Chacham, is that good?
No.
No. Al svas hagag. Think before you talk. Al svas hagag. How wide do the kandisan have to be? If you learn like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that al svas hagag is also because of the kandisan, for sure it has to be tefach al tefach, nothing to talk about. But if you're learning that the reason you're being matched al svas hagag is because of gurasik, the choira, then it could just be a teeny weeny little kandisan. Ten tefachim of the bottom, not the kandisan, the walls, but the kandisan can even be itzy witzy kandisan. This is where it gets tricky. I was waiting for him. Knew he was going to do it. Yesterday we learned in Rashi that even the good asik, how does it work? It's not machitz nikaris. So the good asik works together with the kandisan. So now, I saw last night, Moshe Shmuel says a very big chiddush. I would think the kedushin have to be tefach by tefach.
Just for nikaris.
Just for nikaris, says Moshe Shmuel, even a mashu is good enough. It's a pella. I think it's a pella. Toby, I don't think that's so simple you just did. Thanks a lot. I think that I would have gone and made a whole big huff if it wasn't for I saw last night, Moshe Shmuel, he says the same thing. That for nikaris, all you need is a mashu. Kenzai. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Now, what's left for us to discuss is the Chacham's answer. We'll see the end of the Gemara. Gemara says, "Tana Rabban, notz arba kundisin ba'art tzisicha gam Rabbi Yaakov amar royin kol shi'ilu yichakaku v'yichalku yishlem tevach mikan tevach mikan noyim mishun diumid v'mlav eni noyim mishun diumid shayir Yaakov amar diumid they suka tevach Chacham amarim ad shi'ishnayim kil chasan ashlishis afilu tevach. Why is that the shnayim kil chasan? The three walls. What are you talking about the three walls for? What is he trying to bring out? Shnayim there's a briskerov. There's a little safer. It's a kuntris of briskerov. On Kiddush HaChodesh Yom and Sukkah, he speaks about this Gemara. And we're going to say other pshatim in the Gemara. Hopefully we're going to try to like do a hashlam over here in this sugya. Beis Hashem will lead it tomorrow. And then we will continue with the next sugya on Wednesday. What time is it? I have a meeting with Rabbi Goodman right now.